Wednesday night is opening night for the play Black Pearl Sings at Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati. The play runs through March 31st and is directed by D. Lynn Myers, ETC's artistic director. With me in the studio tonight are the stars of the production, Annie Fitzpatrick and Tori Wiggins. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Black Pearl Sings was written by Frank Higgins and inspired by musicologist John Lomax and his recording of the great blues man Leadbelly in a Louisiana prison in 1933. So, Annie, your character is Lomax, and Tori, you would be the discovered musician?
That's correct.
Right.
Tell us the plot.
I love the fact that he switched it over to women because I think it's a little more interesting. It takes place in 1935, and I play a woman who works for the Library of Congress. I collect music from various places. I had been working in the Southern Mountains, but now through kind of a twist in the plot, I get sent to exile in Texas. And that's where I meet Tori's character, Pearl. I'm in search of songs that go back to the time before the slave ships came, hopefully finding a song that will link all the way back to Africa. And that's my quest.
My character, Alberta Pearl Johnson, she's in prison on a prison farm. She's been there for about 10 years for killing a man. And it's implied that she had good reason to. And working on the chain gang or on the farm, she sings these songs. Susanna, Annie's character, comes in and we're not sure if she does it on purpose or not, but she starts to sing and their lives collide. And so starts the journey of her singing these songs for Susanna to collect them. It started as an even exchange where her daughter is estranged from her. They haven't spoken in a long time and she wants to find her. She hasn't heard from her. So in exchange for these songs, she enlists Susanna's help finding her daughter.
We're on the opposite quests. Pearl wants to find her daughter and I want to find the song. And we kind of help each other out, reluctantly at first. Oddly enough, as the play unfolds, you realize they're dealing with a lot of the same issues of what strong women of that time came up against and the prejudices that exist against women and against women who speak their mind. What I like about it is how we see them kind of, both of them come to realizations about themselves and life because they're kind of butting heads against each other. A more true friendship develops.
It does seem more organic than most stories that have this white character and this black character coming together. A lot of times you find that, you know, it's one saving the other, and it's not normally the black character saving the white character. Unfortunately, that's just a lot of the stories that we know of.
It's a cliche, yeah.
It is, but a lot of them were true just because of the way things were during the time. And what's good about this story is that you find that these women really do help each other. For as much as they butt heads, they both have strong personalities. It just really shows both of them on kind of an equal footing.
Well, and it is. It kind of explores what is the nature of a friendship when you're not on equal footing, when it starts, when you're not really. I mean, supposedly we're all equal, but in reality, at the time and the circumstances,
right,
my character Susanna has a lot more power and a lot more going for her, seemingly, than Pearl does. And so how does that work? People with the best intentions think they're being good friends, but when you're being condescending. And also, I think what's interesting is Pearl is my discovery. And what is bringing somebody's talent to light? And when are you taking advantage of them and exploiting them? The play kind of explores that, too. I think that's another interesting part of this play.
Yeah, well, the play is set in 1935. That's just a few years after the Great Depression.
Yeah.
The South must have been terribly poor at that time. And for your character, Annie, are you traveling with equipment? Do you have recording equipment with you on stage?
I believe we'll have a recording machine, is what they call it. And I'm sure Shannon Lutz will have something fabulous that we will be playing with. Yes, what's really kind of wonderful about Susanna is, coming from privilege, she takes risks. She talks about she hikes through the Southern Mountains alone with a mule where other people wouldn't go because they were afraid they'd get shot. She comes to these prisons in Texas, which it's her idea. It's kind of her risk that she takes. So she's definitely someone who's not afraid to put herself out there, explore new territory, and is a strong personality. It's interesting because in that way she's a trailblazer. But then when you get into the politics of dealing with the Library of Congress and trying to get appreciation for your work, then suddenly you're in the man's world again. And bold action doesn't work when you have to play the game. And I think it's kind of interesting how these women learn that they have to. And I think both of them pay a price for the success that they have when they have to do that.
Well, let me ask, Tori, about the music. It's a fundamental part of this. How many songs are there, and what kind of songs are they?
Last my count was, it was 17 songs. A lot of them are Negro spirituals, and a lot of them are kind of African folk type songs. A lot of them really have their African roots, and some of them are from the island. Pearl is, I get the impression that she might be of some type of island descent, maybe Gullah.
South Carolina.
So I think it might be Gullah.
Off the coast.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
So a lot of them are spirituals. And it's funny because I was reading the script and I'm like, the lyrics to these songs look really familiar. And I couldn't place them. There were a couple that I know, but most of them I didn't know. I'd never heard before. Then we got a recording of the music and it was like a light bulb went off in my head because my grandmother used to sing a lot of these songs to me. And a lot of the melodies are not that different just because there weren't a lot of accompaniment back then. There wasn't keyboards and pianos, but it was just amazing. I just remember sitting in the car listening to the CD and being able to sing along with it. It was emotional for me, but it was also great because it just brings me so much closer to the story.
Amazing. Is it a cappella?
Yes. All of the music will be a cappella.
Well, now, not completely. We do have an auto harp.
Some of the songs Annie will be accompanying with the auto harp.
It's about as musical as I'm going to get. I was working on a show that there were a lot of musicians, and I mentioned I was going to learn the auto harp, and they all mocked me. They said the auto harp is not an instrument.
Well, it will be for this show.
I don't know if that's true or not, but no.
Most of the songs
are a cappella. And certainly most of the stuff that Tori will be doing beautifully is a cappella.
And what's your musical background?
I have taken voice lessons. I've classically trained since I was about 15, and I've done musicals and things like that.
Are
I
you
still
from
do.
Here in Cincinnati?
No, I'm not, but I went to University of Cincinnati, CCM. My major was theater there. I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia, and my grandmother is from Alabama, which explains why she knows a lot of the songs that they've gotten from, like, the South Carolina, the southern region.
And so what are the sets like?
As always, wonderful. And I think Brian Maring, he's done a really great job of, there's parts of the set that takes you to enclosed prison of Texas, and then we go to Greenwich Village in New York in the 30s.
And is there an interactive part of this? Did I read somewhere that the audience is going to be interacting with you all?
God willing, and the creek don't rise, they'll be interacting with us.
Yes, there will be a section or part of the show where the audience will get to join in to some of Pearl's fabulous singing and music. It should be really great.
Tell us about the panels that are on Sunday and also the teen scene.
They're having two panels, I believe. They're on March 17th and the 24th. They're following the Sunday matinee. They haven't all been confirmed, but I know we have one person coming, Dr. Tammy Knudel. She's from Miami, and she's an ethnomusicologist to talk about the study of music, folklore, and different ethnic histories and musical histories. They're always very wonderful. Like, Tori and I will be there, and I'm sure someone will moderate. And it's nice. I think it's kind of a show where you're going to want to talk about it after. So there will be two opportunities for the audience. And then we have a wonderful new program called Teen Scene. It's one Saturday matinee out of the run, and this one is March 23rd. It's to encourage young people, teenagers, to come to see theater and to talk about it after. So they will come see the show, and then afterwards they will go out with the cast, have pizza at Venice on Vine and talk about the show and their response to it. Not just the material, but theater in general. And we're lucky to have the subscribers that we do, but subscribers are tending to be older. And we need to kind of encourage a younger generation to embrace theater and see that it's really relevant in their lives.
It's great because unlike the talk back, they talk with us. We are fellowshipping with them as they discuss their thoughts on the show. And it's a subscription for them. So they get to see a matinee of all the shows, get this free food, and to talk with the cast, sit among them and discuss what their thoughts were immediately after. It's really cool. I'm excited for that part of this show as well.
And Tori did that with the last show.
Yes, I did that with Alice in Wonderland. And it was really cool. They really were into it. And I think Annie's right. We got to encourage young people to see live theater. It's just one of those art forms that they have to experience.
What sounds wonderful. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Black Pearl Sings, running at Ensemble Theater of Cincinnati, March 3rd through the 31st. I'd like to thank our guests tonight, Tori Wiggins and Annie Fitzpatrick, the stars of the production. You'll find a link to ETC at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
Pulls me, Papa Charlie. And the long and merry. meet your love.